Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
New episode of Klein Alley Show is about to begin, but before that can happen, Alley, let's tell the people what they need to know.
You mean about San Bernardino International Airport?
Of course, I'm talking about the San Bernardino International Airport. Easy, close, and not LAX.
And parking is always just $5 a day, which means it is El Cheapo approved.
Fly nonstop to Provo, Utah, for all the skiing, snowboarding, or wives you can handle.
And of course, you can fly into my hometown of San Francisco. San Bernardino International Airport, when airports smell great.
Ta-da-da.
Every generation thinks their generation is the best. And then Gen Xers say, keep arguing, we are the best ones because we took all the money before it went away forever. Millennials and boomers and Gen Zs all have an opportunity to battle it out over the airwaves with K-Rock in a brand new round of Generation Wars. Chance for you to win bragging rights for your generation. Today there was some article that came out that talked about how every generation, we talked about this last week, but they look at fun differently and having fun. And then today there was a whole thing that came out about how every generation looks at what it means to provide very differently.
Yes, well, they did a whole study with men of different generations, and they determined that they all provide for their families in very different ways. Like,
right.
The boomers are like, I'm going to provide financially and demand respect.
Right. I'm at work. All I do is work. I wake up, I go to work, I come back.
Yeah.
I want respect and a hot meal waiting for me. And I'm going to go ahead and make sure there's a car in the driveway and money to pay the bills. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of the boomer mentality.
And then the Gen Xers provide financially and have a hands-off experience from that point on. They're like, I don't know, equality. I don't want to ruffle
right.
any feathers here. You do what you got to do. Do you want me to do something? Then I'll do it. But I don't want to force myself on anybody. And then the millennials are like, I'm going to be there emotionally. I'm going to talk to you. I want to be there for you financially and do the caregiving and do everything in between because you want to just be the there
right.
guy.
Right. Be present.
And then Gen Z just wants to have a nice relationship with their AI girlfriends.
That's right. There's no need to provide in any sort of a way financially. It's
yeah.
very shifted over the years, and every generation thinks about things differently, and it's how you were brought up, so it's how you think. And now we get to prove once and for all which generation is the best, at least for this week. It's time for Generation Wars.
Kids and your TikToks.
Gen Z is lazy.
Mm. Time now to meet our contestants. Great questions this week in Generation Wars that will prove once and for all which generation knows the most and is the best. Now, these generations, these questions will span all generations. So you would argue that Boomer would have the best chance because they've been around the longest, but will they be up to date on their latest Gen Z slang? Probably not. And we say good morning to our boomer representation, born in the year 1963.
Oof.
Loves Richard Blade. That's her favorite K-Rock DJ. And I don't blame you, Lisa. Guy was a real heartthrob. Hey, Lisa, good morning and welcome to K-Rock.
Oh, good morning, you guys.
Thank you for being on with us. And I'm sure Richard Blade will greatly appreciate the fact that he makes you damp.
As long as you buy his book.
Yes.
That's right. Buy his
book.
He's got a book out? Go to question number, contestant number two.
I had it autographed.
Oh, you did? Of course she's got his book. Question two.
I'll consider
now.
It a date,
there
baby.
Is. That's right. Oh, that's Richard. Oh, Richard Blade is here. He wanted to say something. Go ahead, Richard Blade. This is Lisa. She's a big fan of yours.
I love little girls.
Okay. Great.
Is that in the book?
That was cut out. Thank
it's going to be a potty.
All right.
Yeah.
That's the great Richard
in prison.
Blade. We say hi now to our representation from the Gen Xers. Born in 1975. Loves 90s music through and through. Not a bad song that came out of that decade, according to Rachel. Good morning, Rachel, and welcome to K-Rock's Generation Wars.
Good morning.
If you know the answer to the question, sweet dibbits to you, please yell out Gen X. Wait for Ali to call on you, and then you have a chance to answer. And now we move on to... Oh, is this an all... Oh, we're going all female. Vanessa's...
That's cool because I think last week it was all dudes.
Vanessa's drafted an all-female edition of Gen Wars, and we say good morning now to our millennial born in 1985.
used to love chokers.
Oh.
Every shirt's a choker on me these days. And we say
back.
Hi to Melanie. Good morning to Melanie and welcome to K-Rock. Hi.
Good morning, sweet dibs, guys.
Sweet dibs to you. And now we say good morning to Abby from Gen Z, born in 1999, on Instagram Reels all the time. And she don't play with hashtags. Good morning, Abby, and welcome to K-Rock.
Hi, good morning.
All right.
How's it going?
Four women, all representing different generations now. Here we go. Hands on your buzzers. If you know the answer, yell at your generation. Don't yell at the answer. Wait for Allie to call on you. And this will be an interesting round of an all-female Gen Wars. Oops, all females. It's the Gen Wars. And here we go. Question one. Name one of the Golden Girls.
Millennial.
Go ahead. Devereaux.
Even first and last name. I love it.
That is a correct answer. You're on the board. Move on to your next question. That was a point for Millennial. What did famous Amos make?
Gen X, I heard you first. Go ahead.
That was a chocolate chip cookie.
That is correct. We've got a question number three. Rumor has it that eating this color of M&M would make you horny.
Gen X.
Gen X.
Green
M&M's.
Oh, come on.
Everyone's already mad.
Everyone's gateway roofie was the green M&M. We would go to parties before when that rumor was circulating big time in middle school. And
just put all green M&M's.
And we would be like, we got to get rid of all the other M&M's. If they only have green M&M's, they'll have to make out with us. And that was the player.
There were girls like, what the hell
is
going
on? Yeah,
what is
happening here? We got to, and that's what I learned once and for all, that is not true. They don't actually make you horny. Your next question now. What was the name of the tiny cars that use a fast-talking man in their commercials? No one knows.
Millennial?
Millennial for a chance to steal this one?
A Volkswagen Bug?
No. These were
very millennial girl
the toy
answer.
Known as the Micro Machines. Oh. Micro Machines. And we move on to this next question. Name one of the monsters featured in the General Mills Monster Cereal Collection.
Gen X.
Yes, Gen X.
Is it Count Chocula?
I will accept that. I would have also accepted Frankenberry.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Berry or Booberry, all would have been accepted. We move on to this next question.
Gen X is in the lead with 3 points. Millennial has one.
In this legendary early 2000s Quiznos commercial, what phrase were the strange singing creatures saying?
Millennial?
Eat Quiznos, Dad!
Because of your impression. She's doing a spot-on impression of those little singing mice.
What were they? Oh, yes,
slow,
they were mice.
Weird mice things. I don't even know what they were. Let me hear that again. Let me hear that answer again, please.
We love the moon.
Yeah, I mean, technically the answer we were looking for is we love the subs, but she did such a good job, and it did say quite a few different things.
I mean, she got it.
Let's give her the point. She knew what we were talking about. Move on to this next question
now. What was Quiznos doing, just in general?
I don't know, there's not a few of them. There's only a few left, I believe. What's the underwear that's fun to wear?
Did I hear a boom? Boom boom?
Someone just make
Lisa make a boom boom?
Did Lisa make boom boom in her underwear? Yes or no?
No, but I should know this one.
You should know this one. What's the underwear that's fun to wear?
Oh, my God. Gen X.
Is
it underoos?
Underoos,
wow,
is the answer. Congratulations. Allie, what is the score right now in this exciting Oops All Females edition of Generation War?
Gen X Rachel has 4 points. Mm. Millennial Melanie has 2 points. And Boomer Gen Z still not on the board yet.
We move on to this next question. What does it mean if someone is, quote, harshing my mellow?
Millennial.
Okay, Millennial.
Like killing your vibe.
That is correct. Mm. They're a buzzkill.
Okay.
They're not good. They're ruining your mood. Being a buzzkill, harshing my mellow.
You have to sing it like a mouse, though.
We only accept all answers now in the form of the Quiznos rap. That is correct. Moving on to this next question. What did GTL stand for?
Gen X.
Yes.
Gen Z.
Yes, Gen X.
Gym Tan Laundry?
That is correct, from the 2010 MTV reality series Jersey Shore. And now, once again, just when someone makes a move, Gen X decides to make another move, and there's only five questions left, Allie.
Yeah, Gen X has
score?
5 points, and Millennials got 3 points. Ooh, it's a battle. I love it.
A real battle, and we go to this next question in Generation Wars. Let's go with... Let's go with this one. What was the name of Sabrina's black cat on Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
Ladies.
Mm. Oh, no.
I don't think any of you are ladies. This is the one question I use to determine if I'm talking to a real lady or not.
You have a guess, Gen X?
I think it was Salem
is the right answer. That is exciting and shocking, and we have one more TV question moving on in this category. Steve Urkel was a nerd, but what was the name of the much cooler, suaver, sophisticated Steve Urkel?
Millennial?
Steven Urkel.
It's technically Stefan Urkel, but judges are saying, I'm getting some thumbs up, that is being accepted as a right answer. I can't believe they're taking that. Stefan Urkel, and we go to these final questions now. Allie, could it still be anyone's game?
6-4.
What does on fleek mean?
Gen Z. Millennial. Like, it's like super on point. Like, it's super perfect.
Yep. On point, perfect, flawless, all acceptable answers for on fleek. We go on to this next question. I think this has got Boomer written all over it. In the Brady Bunch, what broke Marcia's nose?
Millennial. Football.
A football is the answer. So, Allie, are we 1 point away now? Is Millennial that close to Gen X?
Yeah, it's 5-6.
With one question left, a chance to tie it up, and then potentially, who knows, we may have to go to one of those sudden death Generation Wars questions. What did it mean if someone said, I got split?
Millennial.
You
got to leave. Wow, leaving somewhere quickly, got to split. So now, at the end of the regulation round of Generation Wars, Gen X and a comeback from Millennial has them both battling it out. We say goodbye. Hey, by the way, Abby from Gen Z, thank you for playing. You've got a point, which is something. Boomer. Lisa, other than going boom, boom, we don't know what happened. Well, that's okay. Richard Blade would like to say one more thing to you as we say goodbye to you. Go ahead, Richard Blade. This is your biggest fan now on the phone. Oh, Richard Blade's gone.
It's going to be a party.
Oh, okay. Thank you. There he is. He's back. Okay. Thank you, Lisa.
I make boom, boom, too.
All right. So here we go now. Allie, one question. Gen X and Millennial have made it all the way to this sudden death round of Generation Wars. One generation.
It's a bitch fight.
It really is. This is exciting. And here we go. Your next question in Generation Wars. What does 8 and left no crumbs mean?
Oh, you totally cut out.
What does 8 and left no crumbs mean? I'm not surprised they're not answering because that's a Gen Z question, but they don't know. So we move on to this next one now. No one got that right. In a cartoon featuring two lab mice, one of them was Pinky, but who was the other lab mouse?
Millennial.
The Brain.
Whoa! At the very end.
Victory. It was like the Knicks.
It was unbelievable. And look at that, Millennials. It looked like a runaway for Gen X. Millennials, congratulations. Every Millennial listening to K-Rock right now should have their head held a little higher today. And what song of all songs would you like to hear on K-Rock that represents you as a millennial? Go ahead, Melanie.
Ah, Nine Inch Nails.
All right, here we go. Sublime. That's what we had queued up anyway. Thank you for playing. Hold on 1 second for your prize and a championship win for all millennials this week on KROQ.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B-plus life?
It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.